The Venice Biennale of Architecture opened last weekend. It's an annual international exhibition showcasing the work of architecture. The work of two University of Technology Sydney academics represent the only Australian works in this main exhibition. The work is entitled Folk Costumes Indo-Pacific Air. Their project explores air, the very element we rely on for survival that's been compromised in the lead-up to COVID-19 and beyond. The pair's installation constructs the prehistory of the Indo-Pacific region's currently masked state. We're joined now by the architects and academics, Guillermo Fernandez Abascal and Urizi Grau from University of Technology Sydney, and their contribution to the 17th International Architecture Exhibition with the theme, How Will We Live Together? Good morning, both.
Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning.
Thank you both for joining me this morning. Now, first off, I want to ask about this year's theme for the exhibition. It's How Will We Live Together? So what did this theme first conjure up for both of you?
When we were invited by the main curator, we started thinking about what are the topics that link living together with our line of research, the Indo-Pacific. And we discovered that the air on the Indo-Pacific has become this element that joins us all together, this thing that we share and construct our identity. So we decided that we would be working towards discussing how the air works. So the exhibition, the installation, consists of five bodies, five monsters that welcome the visitors to the room and show them how we will be breathing together, how we will be living together, and also showing in a way that before the global pandemic and the kind of explosion of masks all over the world, breathing and the things that we used to breathe were already really important to learn to live together.
And at the same time, there was this element that it unifies us in the Indo-Pacific region, but it's also at the same time very specific to certain political struggles within the region and always very specific chemical conditions at the same time.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because wearing masks was something that I guess a lot of people weren't particularly familiar with. And then when the pandemic hit, and also in Australia when we had the bushfires, it became something that just became part of our day-to-day.
Exactly.
So I'm interested, you do convey the political struggles in the Indo-Pacific region into the installation. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, in the month that preceded the global spread of COVID-19, a series of airborne events transformed the atmosphere of the Indo-Pacific region, right? The bushfires, smog in the east coast of Australia, but also the tear gas used in the protests in Santiago de Chile, the revolution in Hong Kong. At the same time, the Indian Supreme Court ruled by itself, requesting the national government to act around the pollution failures. And at the same time, activists in Johannesburg were covering iconic statues with respirators across Johannesburg and Pretoria. We thought that these masks were, in a way, mapping all these struggles, that the air had become this place in which political struggles were happening.
Yeah, and in Delhi, like the government giving 35,000 masks. Before the COVID, it was somehow like the masks were already negotiating these struggles or acting, performing, and manifesting these struggles public. And that was what we were trying to keep going forward in this division, to try to unpack a little bit.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's really interesting to also hear about how this item, this mask, is also quite politicized. So that's a really interesting concept that you both brought into this installation. We are almost out of time, but I do want to finish off by asking you what you hope people get from this installation, what you hope they walk away thinking about.
That's a great question, right? I think there's two main topics. First of all, to understand that masks before the global pandemic were already part of our everyday life. That air is key to think how we live, and that air is a place that is going to be important to discuss our future, right? And that those masks are not only something that all of a sudden has become natural in our everyday lives, but it's actually a sort of mechanism, something that allows us to see those political struggles happening, right? We see through people wearing masks that something that traditionally we imagine that was transparent, like air, is actually charged. It's actually full of political questions. And that was the first topic. The second is connected with this place called the Indo-Pacific region. 7 years ago, Australia decided to move regions, right? This is kind of amazing, right? The Defense Department decided that we were not anymore in the Pacific region and we were in the Indo-Pacific. That kind of amazing geopolitical decision shifted dramatically the imaginary of our country. And we think that air could become a way to discuss what is this place that Australia is literally inventing, right? A new region for the world called the Indo-Pacific that starts in South America and gets all the way to Africa, that includes the Middle East and the Southeast Asia. What it means for a country like Australia to imagine a new region in the world.
So basically these five hybrid creatures, or these five well-dressed friends, are an attempt on cartography of the region somehow. And I think something that is very important again is that the masks that we are currently used to are far from neutral, and they combine responses to environmental conditions, cultural and political concerns, and available techniques and technologies that they are specific at the same time in each of these areas of the Indo-Pacific region.
Thank you both so very much for joining me this morning. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Marlene.